A nonprofit organization is partnering with the U.S. Forest Service to maintain recreation cabins on the Tongass National Forest. Friends of the Tongass Cabins is a relatively new organization seeking to help the government agency keep the more than 150 remote cabins open and in good shape. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki has more.
The Friends of the Tongass Cabins is a new group of cabin users and businesses that have organized to advocate for the Tongass Cabin program. Joe Parrish is with that group.
The mission that we have is to ensuring the continued development, operation, and maintenance and public enjoyment of cabins on the Tongass National Forest.
Many of the over 150 cabins and shelters on the Tongass were built in the 1960s and 70s. They're maintained mostly by Forest Service employees, and a number each year are funded for repair work and upgrades. But some structures see little use by the public, and the agency has started tearing down some of the least popular or most run-down sites, and they're considering others for removal. Parrish says the new group could help keep some of the cabins open by offering money or volunteer work.
The Friends creates a place that people can come and put their ideas forward about how to take care of their favorite cabin or cabins and what resources are out there to do so and what pools of volunteers are out there to help and what businesses might be able to contribute.
Friends of the Tongass Cabins has organized as part of another regional nonprofit, the Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, or SAGA. Parrish is SAGA's director, and he's one of the 22-year-old organization's founders. Among other programs, SAGA hires Southeast teens to work during the summer on trail restoration and cabin upkeep projects. The Friends of the Tongass Cabins this May signed an agreement with the Forest Service. It says the group and the agency will meet each year and plan projects for cabin repair work. The Friends will also do public outreach for the Tongass and its cabin program. Parrish says his group will be involved in decisions about which cabins will stay open and which could close.
We are a voice at the table now, and it's a focused voice about how to support a viable and sustained cabin program. And, you know, we serve as an advocate on behalf of the cabins. We keep the public informed of ways they can help and contribute. And we do fundraising, volunteer generation, and, you know, generally work as a catalyst to bring together the different groups that share an interest in maintaining the cabins.
Parrish says the group has raised about $5,500 so far, and they welcome new members and volunteers. The Forest Service has been seeking ways to reduce a backlog of needed maintenance work on their existing cabins, and agency officials say a shrinking budget and smaller workforce make this kind of a partnership necessary. Forest Service spokesman Phil Salmon says the agreement could lead to keeping some cabins open or building others.
The primary reason behind a lot of our cabin closures are the condition of some of our cabins, as most folks could understand, is the budget shortfalls, the budget dilemma that we've faced over the years, as many other federal agencies have. So certainly this partnership could give us the impetus or the reason to leave some of these cabins online, and certainly to look at maybe putting a cabin in a place that would be more popular and closing another cabin that's less used. So, you know, if we have a newer cabin to start with, the maintenance would be lower, so we could actually have better recreational opportunities through this type of partnership.
The new agreement lasts for 5 years. It's available online along with information about the new cabins group at www.servealaska.org. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.